That might be the worst thing we've ever done. Okay, yeah, nothing works.
It was
nothing
cute.
Works.
It was cute.
Son of a bitch.
What's not working?
Oh, jeez.
You guys sound great.
All right.
I think it sounds good, too.
I had nothing in my ears, and then I pushed the button, and everything came at once.
Did you listen to last week's show at all?
I sure didn't.
How come Dr. Drew's mic sounded so much more authoritative?
Because he was in New York.
To themselves.
But it just sounded like this booming.
On their own shows. Who does that?
Yeah. You guys do.
3 months behind, so I forget what's going to be said next.
I didn't know that's how I was supposed to do it.
Speaking of which, I was listening to 3 months Behind just last week.
Yeah.
And ironically, serendipitously.
We were talking about our balls.
We were talking about the idea that we all came up with for the next short that I'm shooting in my backyard with you in a week and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Which is all completely copywritten now, so we can talk about it.
I got nervous yesterday.
I would suspect you to be nervous numerous times.
I got nervous for the first time. I was telling Tara, I went, you know what? I don't know how to act.
Yeah, you can. Here's the deal. We are doing a cult movie of Corona. I don't know how much we've said on the show. How much have we said?
I don't know that we've said it at all. We've almost talked about it a bunch of times, and then we're like, nope, save it.
Yeah, there's really no saving.
Don't we need like a bunch of hot chicks?
I'm getting a number from some chick.
Getting
all of a sudden, I just got
number.
Excited, and I'm like, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, we should. I should have equal amount girls as I do guys, and we came up with this idea, which we still have not really sold on the show. We haven't really bled it on the show. But Tyler and I and Mike were all in my backyard about 3-4 months ago when
naked.
We came up with an idea for how Carano might come up with a cult. It was just like one of those stupid things, like we were doing the show almost, and we were just talking about this and that. And then we decided it was so good that we started to talk about it on the show, which I was just listening to last week. And then we cut ourselves off. We're like, no, it's so good. We should do something with that. And strangely, we're doing something with that. So I
progress, gentlemen.
I got to say that if I really were going to start this cult, which I'm thinking about, that it's going to be much creepier than anything we actually have talked about. Because it really is going to be underhandedly creepy
and deceptive.
Well,
I'm not looking to make it creepy.
No, I know. I'm just talking about for real. Like, my cult is going to be me manipulating girls into moving in and working for me.
Well, I only get through the first 5 hours.
Sounds terrible.
The first half day, actually. The cult ends.
You gotta
admit, it sounds great for you. Yeah, it sounds terrible as a human being.
Yeah. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Mike over there talking about his new creepy cult fascination. And there's Ty Ty playing the applause. Also have a special listener in the house, or part of a listener,
yes,
I should
say.
Yes,
we do.
He used to weigh a whole lot more.
He burned. It's in the atmosphere. Where does it go when you burn fat?
I don't want to talk about that.
It goes to another person.
But
where does it go?
Lost.
Energy? Is it just energy?
He lost like 2/3 of himself while listening to the show, right?
I didn't see the picture. He's going
to
show a picture.
Some would argue we've all lost ourselves listening to this show. Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk a little bit more about cults, and because I watched a little film called Source Family.
Yeah!
I haven't seen it yet.
Watched a little film called Source Family last night, Mikey. I watched it through the gaze of guys of Mike Carano's eyes. He is going to love this movie.
I know.
He's going to want everyone to call him father.
I started watching Shutter Island tonight.
Why would you do that? Movie's shit!
So, oh.
I don't know why I freaked out.
Mark Ruffalo's finest film.
It's okay. I don't even remember him in it. Shutter Island?
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo's name is really close to being Shark Buffalo.
Scark Luckablow.
Thank you for contributing to the program.
No problem. Episode name.
TJ Miller calls himself Teenage Millionaire.
Can we never talk about him on this show?
I know.
Dislike him.
Oh, well, line
one. Because he's
Sharky? Did you say Sharky?
Because he's so goddamn full of himself. He's one of the most full of himself people I've ever met.
I don't even really know him.
So. Ever dealt with. And I deal with lots of them in here. Yeah. Lots.
Who's the most full of themselves?
Mario Van Peebles. Every time, Mario Van Peebles.
Do you have any drops of him?
Dislike that man thoroughly.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a
director. Good. Perfect. He did one good movie. It was called New Jack City. End of story.
That's great. Moving on.
Actually, I don't even, it might have been Colors. That's how racist
no,
I am.
No, he did New Colors. Colors was great.
Yeah, it wasn't Colors. Yeah, New Jack City.
Colors, Sean Penn, that other guy from The Godfather.
Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
So, Source Code, you must see this movie.
Source Family.
Source Family.
Yes, it's much better than Source Code, and I'm going to remember Source Family forever. I can't remember Source Code.
Source Code is on Netflix, too.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yes. It's Netflix. It's streaming. I'm going to talk much more about it on the Film Vault, but it's worth I was really hoping you had seen it, man. Come on, man.
I've been preoccupied lately.
Here's what you're going to love about it. It takes place in the 70s, right?
In L.A.
And it's a cult.
I'm sending myself a message right now. I'm already in, and I may have seen it.
Who was in here that was telling us about this film?
You. What?
No, but someone told us, and then I watched it, and then I told you guys.
I have no idea, Tyler.
God damn it.
That's way too many questions for me to... All right, okay. You know how I've been becoming an old man for some time now?
Yes.
I think tonight a whole new step, a whole new stage has been entered by myself. I think I'm more old man right now at this moment than I was when you guys saw me last.
Let's talk about that, us turning into old men.
Okay. It's behavior. It's more behavior than anything else.
Yeah. But I want to ask you something, because we've been going through some family shit lately. Mm-hmm. And the heartbreaking part of it is the getting old aspect. Because you realize if this shit we're going through as a Carano family right now, and I'm sure the Cowans go through the same exact kind of stuff, maybe just in my head and in your head. Mm-hmm. But if it was 20 years ago, it wouldn't be that bad because people aren't that old. But now, like when my sister calls me and tells me shit my dad pulled and crazy stuff he's done and him being mean and my mom doing her crazy behavior and stuff, 20 years ago I would have been like, just fuck them, you know, whatever. But now you're like, they're old and you have to accept that they're never going to change and I don't want to be that person.
This is becoming very sad very fast.
But you know what I mean?
Yes. I do.
Because my sister, I can't take dad. He's just been so mean to me every single day. And I went...
he's not going
to
change.
He's not going to change. And you want to know something that is even sadder? I brought... Tara went with me to San Diego last week. And she pointed out, why are you so mean to your family?
Okay.
She goes, you're short. And I do what my dad does to us, to my family. And I don't realize it. I'm much nicer to my friends than I am to my family.
If anyone wants to know how to railroad a conversation and take it, rewind 60 seconds and just listen to everything Mike did.
So back to the source family.
Yes. No.
Getting old.
So this isn't sad. Where do you want to go? Super sad and depressing.
I'm trying to point out is I'm realizing this stuff too late in life, but I'm still going to make an effort to be more positive and basically say fuck you to everybody and live my life
except
to its fullest.
I'm going to be more positive and say fuck you to everybody.
Michael. Good point.
Yeah.
But I really am. I don't want to turn into that. I don't want to turn into my parents. And I love my dad.
Okay.
But I don't want to turn into that. Well, I don't want to be this old fucking grump. Mm-hmm. Hope he's not listening.
I don't think he is.
Oh, line two. The Carano line just lit up.
I have to cancel the funeral now on Saturday because...
talk shit about somebody. Oh, yeah. I had lunch with a friend who lives in Prague. I haven't seen in a few years.
And?
It was the most uncomfortable, embarrassing lunch I've had in a long time.
Oh, this sounds great.
Talk about that more later. Gotta get back to old.
Did you bring up...
Stay tuned through the break, folks.
Did you bring up how much great pornography is shot in Prague?
No, didn't get that far.
God, it should have got that far.
I was mostly a casual observer. Because it was myself.
Is it called prognography? I don't know.
Prognosis.
I don't know. I
saw a movie. The last James Gandolfini movie.
Yeah.
Earlier today. And it was out here on the west side. So.
Unless my reanimation formula works.
Actually, you know what? My car's fucked. If my car was a human. Or,
you want to go buy cars together?
It's on its death driveway. It's almost dead.
Death driveway. Yeah. Nice. Sounds like a terrible movie.
I had to drop it off and take a bus over to LAX because that's the only place that has reasonably priced
rentals.
Rentals, right?
Yeah, and Jeeps.
$6 a day plus taxes.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it's like $22 for 2 days.
Oh, what?
Wow. Not bad. Tell that to Reggie. I saw Reggie in a new car the other day. I'm like, hey, you finally got a new car.
He's
like,
$200
no,
a month.
I'm just renting this one for $45 a day.
No.
Wait, yeah. Tyler, do I sound all right? Because my ears either just popped or something
this
went. Something changed.
Annoying show we've ever
is
done.
Is it the same to you?
You sound
okay.
Beautiful.
That's $180 a month. That's great.
What?
For a rental.
Yeah, you should just not ever get another car. You should just
no, but
do
they
a
do
rental
that whole
car every day.
Fuck you thing where I'm like, hey, I might need it for a third day. He's like, okay, that'll be $68. I'm like, it triples if I keep it for like 2 hours extra?
All right, see you every other day then, buddy.
He told me I had to come in there, check in with them, and recheck it out. I said, fuck you.
I don't like that.
So anyways, so I'm taking buses
again. Did you really say fuck you?
In my head.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
because I got a feeling the transaction would end if you went, fuck you.
I have to shoot over to this other spot, and because I'm crazy, and I only trust one mechanic who's like way over here. I don't live out here anymore. So
he probably
I know where he is.
He might be off. I think, yeah. Didn't you pick me up or drop me off?
I don't know. We went there for some reason.
This is all terribly
Anderson,
boring. So, whatever.
To see you again.
I saw a screening. Get out of the screening. I got like 4 hours before I have to be here or some shit. Drive around forever looking for the perfect spot to like sit down, do research, and have dinner because I'm famished.
Yeah.
Coco's? I land on Coco's.
You posted
you
up in
pie?
A corner booth at Coco's, didn't you?
Did not get pie. I got the prime rib.
And?
It was very good.
Did you have prime rib at like 4 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're an old man.
I know, but that's not the step. I wasn't old. I'm still skating free here. I'm still just doing my own young thing and just doing, you know, going at my own pace, beating my own drum. I don't care if it's Coco's. I don't care if I don't fit in there and I'm too young and too white. The only white dude. I was like, the youngest by 20 years and by far the palest.
That's only in certain neighborhoods, as you know.
This one out here.
Because most Cocos are white.
So I'm looking at the clock now. Well, a lot of time has elapsed.
Was that racist?
I think it's true.
I don't know. I think there's so many jokes that I'm just trying to avoid.
I think most Cocos are white and old. Yeah.
You know what? First of all, I wish I could take that back because they're not white.
They're pretty white. Is Cocos an actual
thing? TGI Fridays is white.
Hey, Nick from Mississippi. Are Cocos out there in Mississippi?
Do you have Cocos in Mississippi?
Yeah,
he doesn't know what
Cocos
is.
It's like a neighborhood, not even like a diner.
They have
like
something like that.
Marie
sure.
Calendar's. Like
it's like a lower Denny's or a
higher.
No,
it's a higher
Denny's.
Yeah, it's okay. Like Denny's, okay. But a little higher.
Yeah,
prime rib.
It's the kind of Denny's you wear a tie to.
So I look at the clock. This show's not going to start for over an hour. I'm tired as fuck now. Prime rib wiped me out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to come to the studio. I'm going to take a nap. Much needed
prime
nap.
Prime rib for a prime nap.
Having a hard time keeping my eyes open.
Yep.
Speeding to the studio. I get here. Hop out of the car, out of the rental. Security guard, very excited that I have a rental. He likes to get excited about very little things. Comes over, hello. Behind him is a very nice young man smiling. As
what if he just started shooting at your car? a car he didn't recognize.
First of all, I'd be surprised he had a gun.
I see a nice young man, and I'm like, oh, shit. We have a listener here tonight. He's here like 45 minutes early.
You can't sleep in front of him.
Unless I'm old. And I just don't give
a shit. Did you do that?
So I'm like, hey, Nick, good to meet you. We exchanged.
Turn the lights off and
lay down. We exchanged a couple things. I'm like, here you go. Here's a computer. You're all set up. I'm going to that other room. Like 3 minutes after meeting him, I'm like, I'm going to the other studio right there. I'm going to turn the lights off. I'm going to sleep for a while because I'm old and I need to.
And you did it?
The fact that I actually stuck to my original plan because I'm an old man.
Yeah.
That's an old man thing to do.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
I laid in here for 15 minutes. It was just too weird. Yeah. So I gave up on it. And as you can tell, I didn't need it. I'm fine now.
I had an interesting
thing.
You
know how weird I felt sitting in here?
The real
weird,
old man move would have been you sat down and started talking to him, and then you like leaned back when he was talking and just nodded off.
Did you? Are you taking cholesterol medication by chance?
Don't need it. My panel says I'm perfect.
Okay, because somebody told me today that their doctor told them that cholesterol medication could drain you of energy and make you lethargic, and I've been so fucking tired the last year and a half.
Get off it.
Does their doctor have a long, long, wispy mustache?
I don't know, but I'm switching doctors next week. I'm switching doctors to Hot Ruski.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Next week.
We were also talking about that 3 months ago, that you needed to get my doctor.
Yeah.
Are you really going to?
I swear to God,
did you find her?
No. No,
what if Mike comes in
next Wednesday? I'm taking care of all this business.
We have the same exact insurance, so you can almost. So you can get her because she's in your plan.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about her.
What if when Mike comes in here, he's like, I fucked her?
You're going to be jealous. Right?
Yeah. This is so great that Jillian doesn't listen to the show anymore because she has no time. No time. So I can say what I want. I did kind of fuck her. I'm just kidding.
That was very weird. I didn't know what to do.
With my mind. My old man mind.
So
I'm just picturing me walking into the studio right now at 8 o'clock and you just asleep in this chair and Nick being like, I don't know what to do.
Now, here's what I want to ask you guys as guys.
Yeah, it's sad that your parents are old and they're not
men of the world.
It's very sad.
So I was doing what you were doing today where I had to have a nap regardless, but I couldn't because I had work to do. So I stopped at Coffee Bean and I said, what do you have that has the most caffeine? And she goes, Red Eyes. Or no. She goes, Americanos, four shots in coffee. And I went, I'll take that. The four shots, I swear to God. Uh-huh. Four shots in coffee over ice. I'll take it.
It's too much.
Guzzled it. Got home. Laid down. Out.
Yeah.
Out.
Caffeine does that to you sometimes. If you have too much of anything, I think it can have the adverse effect. I think I heard
that. How's
that
possible?
Somewhere. I've had really strong French presses, and I immediately have to sleep.
They taste better, don't you think?
The oils. Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Keeps have you guys seen that documentary about the dude that did the balloon jump, the highest balloon jump? It's on Netflix. It's pretty interesting.
Oh,
it's 2 hours.
Felix Baumgartner?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No, I have not seen it.
Good call. It's pretty good. It's on Netflix. Documentary about how the highest parachute.
He took a hot air balloon like almost to the edge of where the stratosphere, whatever it is, ends and then space begins.
Feet.
And he skydived from
But watching the amount of work it took to get to that point and how much money it cost, which how much do you think it cost to do that?
20 grand.
$4 million.
$55 to $65 million.
What?
Yeah.
Hot air balloon to
I had Red Bull money.
Edge of
it was Red Bull money. It was space.
Oh,
it
I remember that. He had a bunch of GoPros and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, how about the guy that did it in like the 70s? That Clittinger guy.
And that guy went only like 10,000 miles less than him. He did
what
like 100.
That video is terrifying.
Yes. They didn't have GoPros. They had Reds, specially made Reds, like 15 of them attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Should I watch this? It sounds not good.
You know what?
It doesn't sound good.
I think you should watch it because you're going to like parts of it and you're going to be infuriated by that guy's attitude sometimes.
Okay, so Source Code. Source Code, damn it! Source Family! Michael, you need to watch it because, first of all,
there's some tits.
Yeah, and they're underage, which is really weird.
I don't like that.
I don't know.
Underage
that.
Births and vagina is displayed on the open.
That's true.
Let me just clarify.
A 16,
I don't want to see
I know,
underage
I know.
Boobs.
I didn't say that. Tyler's one took me down to boobs. Okay. Settle down, Mike. I'm like, first of all, and then Tyler jumped in.
I like my
in.
Boobs rare.
Tyler jumped in with boobs because I was going to say boobs, but I was, and then I realized how that would sound, so I was trying to think of something else to say. And then Tyler said the boobs, so I went with it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to say it.
But
well,
there's boobs in this movie?
There are. They're underage.
You know what I like better about, you know what I like about these boobs? I haven't even seen it yet. Here's what I like about natural boobs in documentaries.
Here
especially
we go.
About cults. It's uh-huh. They're not set up for like a porn shoot. It's just, hey, look, check it out. I got a bunch of hot chicks hanging out with their shirts off. That they're really doing that. Like it's a cult, which it is. And I like that. That's much more appealing to me.
You should name your cult Pop Topia.
Pop Topia. Hey, what's Pop-topia. What was father's name? What do they call him? Yorma or something?
Zod?
No, father.
Wasn't he eventually Zod or
no.
Yod?
Yod. Yada. Yod. Oh, Yod. They're all like mentally challenged when you can hear like, the actual recordings of his followers talking to him.
Yeah.
First of all, their songs are pretty sweet.
Their songs aren't bad.
I want to find their albums.
Yes.
And also,
they had like 65.
That seemed like a pretty cool place to be for the first like 6 months that it was going down.
What year?
I was like, I want to be there.
It's 71, 72. Yeah.
So, wow. So they were so
done by 78.
When was Manson?
It was right around that time, and that's why they had problems. I think 69 was Manson. So they were frowned upon in the community, especially out here in L.A. But he was like, I didn't know they had cult leaders like this guy. Like, he's cruising around in what are the Bentleys? And he's like a millionaire,
like
and he
I
owns
like
restaurants.
It. I like
lots
it.
Of restaurants.
I like this. I like it. We talked about this. Yeah.
But here's like okay. Here's the creepiness. Well, there's plenty of creepy aspects, but like they have a ton. They had a girl in there that takes pictures. Like that was her job, and movies, and so she documented all of it. So they have great source footage.
Yeah.
For the Source family. Yeah. Yeah. And
why'd they call it the Source family?
Because that was the name of one of the restaurants, and I'm trying to find out where
it
was.
The vegetarian.
It was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And he owned like three or four restaurants.
It's the
like
restaurant
restaurant guru.
Woody Allen is at in Annie Hall.
Annie Hall, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And he eats the alfalfa sprouts or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, the restaurant.
Did you really
had,
look it up already? Because if I look
I
it up,
I started
now,
to look it up,
but
then I was missing some parts of the movie. So
Anderson and
I didn't
talk
find it.
About filming locations.
Tyler hates the filming location. So there's it's all videographer footage, actual footage of this 16-year-old girl who got pregnant by a guy named Sunflower. Giving birth. Oh, some great names, too, we're going to steal for your cult movie. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been looking,
great
for,
names.
Been looking for nicknames, and I was going with camp nicknames, like Cosmo and Buffy and that kind of thing. But I think we're going to go with some of the ones that they use in the Aquarius.
Electricity Aquarius. Sun. Yeah. All their last name is Aquarius, right?
Electra. Yeah, Aquarius was their last name.
Yeah.
Much like, to have a cult, everyone has to have the same last name. I learned that from watching Let It Burn. Africa was their last name. So, Mike.
Yes.
You can't find it. Oh, you found it! How would you? I put the original source restaurant location.
I found an article about it.
Okay, cool. Push save.
Let's
for
read
later.
It now.
How do I? You can say. I don't know how to save.
I don't know how to save it either. So.
Listeners, we'll be back in 6 minutes. We're gonna go read an article about a restaurant.
So, here's the footage that you see, like the Super 8. Actually, might be 16mm. It's home movie footage.
Yeah, right. This is more interesting.
This is.
So Super 8 or
16-year-old girl giving completely naked, surrounded by the cult members. She's giving birth, and it's a gruesome birth. Like you see the baby come out, it's stillborn. There's a umbilical cord around its neck. I'm not gonna tell you what happens next, but if you listen to one guy say it, it's a miracle. That's Sunflower.
He starts blowing air onto it, and it comes back to life.
There's one guy that still buys in. Like he's like, I went and saw the.
No, we talked about this already.
I have never seen this movie until last night, so it's not possible.
We talked about this on the show, and you said he blows air, and I said, was it real?
Could that have been Tyler?
Was it a real
miracle? I'm telling you, we had someone in here, and everyone is probably screaming at their radio right now because they're like, "You fuckers! It was whoever was on like 4 weeks ago." God damn it! Who was it? I know it was someone.
Google it, bro. Google. Mike just found the original Source Family restaurant, bro.
I don't like that.
So, she's naked. She's giving.
You want
birth.
Me to Google who was on my show?
I'm joking
talking about the Source Family.
Your show.
Yeah.
I know. Jeez. Even I wouldn't say that. That's the, what it, I just said was, is worse than what you just said. Like you're lower.
It was
even the, I wouldn't say that. You.
It
asshole.
Was the Royal Mai.
She's naked and giving birth to a stillborn.
Was it necessary that she's naked?
Is there a cult? Dude.
Who's exact fetish out there is that?
Everything's naked.
Because where'd you leave your bra on if you were giving birth?
Everything's about nature, man. And all natural, right? So she gives, and you get, births are always pretty gruesome, right?
Yeah.
So there's like all that stuff.
No, they're beautiful.
And she's giving birth to this guy named Sunflower, who was like, she was 16. Sunflower.
I thought of a probably an unproduced porn genre.
Mm.
Like the guy's having anal while a baby's coming out the front.
Oh, Michael, we're not that show either.
What the fuck?
That's not us.
I'm just saying, I thought of a new genre that we could probably break into.
Thanks for listening to my podcast, Dad. I apologize for everything you heard.
That's very similar to newborn porn, which already exists.
Really?
Yes.
That exists?
Well,
Mike sounds upset that his idea is taken, not that newborn porn exists.
I was just thinking about the
So she's surrounded! She's surrounded by the cult member. She's 16. The father of her child, her baby's daddy, as they like to say now, the white trashians, trashy people amongst us. His name is Sunflower. He's there, right? Mm-hmm. Father is there. Father.
Which is weird because Sunflower's a chick's name.
Father is probably late 60s at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe mid-60s. It's hard to tell with his godlike.
No one has to watch this movie anymore.
His godlike flow. I'm just talking about one aspect of the fucking movie.
Well, this one aspect is taking 19 minutes.
Because I can't get through. So there's actual footage. And if you watch, you see father going in after the baby comes out. And he's like, he's got a little gauze. And he's cleaning up her vagina. He's like dabbing it. Dab, dab, dab.
Yeah.
A dab, dab, dabby. A dab, dab. Flash forward. Who's father banging like 6 months later? Cults. And you're into them. Gross. Isn't that crazy? Gotta see it. Swords family.
Okay, I'll admit, it's creepy. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's gross.
It's gross, boy.
You're just saying that because your wife can't listen.
No, it's gross. What do you mean? A 16-year-old girl has a baby, and then you dab it with gauze, and then you hit it like 6 months later?
I'm talking about like 2 years later when she's old enough.
I'm now imagining Mike in that scenario. He's banging the now 18-year-old girl, and he's like, yeah, this is a little creepy, but I wouldn't say it's gross.
The father.
Dig deep into your mind. What the grossest
thing.
Ooh,
you do sound like a cult leader.
The grossest thing you've masturbated to. It's not as gross as what I just said.
What is your point?
Yeah, it is. What? No. What? Wait.
He's just saying that what he said is grosser than anything I've ever thought about.
What I'm saying is I said, okay, you're a cult leader and you're 61 and then you have sex with this girl after she gives birth. That's like sometime after her vagina's healed.
You're missing the point, though. Like he was actually like, the active doctor in the room
with
the gauze and the dabbing.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Can you imagine how charismatic that guy must have been?
It's.
I
like,
didn't really pick up on it either, like in the tape recording.
Do you think
stuff.
People who restore vintage cars just see their car as a rusted out piece of shit? Or do they see it as a beautiful...
Do you think people who collect metaphors enjoy this one?
I'm just saying, if you're dabbing off her stretched out, swollen vagina, and then years later, you're making love to that vagina...
Easily the best sentence
anyone like
has said
on the show. It's like a refurbished car. It's like you just restored an old car. You see the new vagina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I like it.
Right?
I feel like NAMLA's going to steal it.
I don't like that NAMLA steals all my ideas.
Mike, man sues NAMLA for stealing his ideas.
First off, thanks for coming to the press conference. First thing I'd like to say is I'm not part of NAMLA. I don't want any association with them, but they did steal all my good ideas.
I was NAMLA number one. Okay, should we have Nick in here?
Yeah, why not?
It's birthday week. He's in from Mississippi.
It's his birthday week?
It is. That's why he flew himself out here. He's been doing comedic dates around the city.
MISSIPPI.
He's kind of like you. Like yesterday.
That was embarrassing.
He wanted to go see San Francisco. He wanted to see San Francisco. So he stopped in his car. He drove like 5 hours.
Why are you telling the story when he could just be in there and telling you?
Because he's taking his sweet ass time. I mean, he's lost a lot of weight, but he's still pretty slow. What he's got like 30 minutes of
he's still not in here
material. How much do you think of it is about being fat or how it used to be? Wait, I wonder if he had to change all of his material now that he's not fat anymore.
Well, we'll find out in 18 seconds when he sits down.
Hello. Come on in, Nick. Welcome to the program.
Where should he go?
He's on two there, Ty. Well, you can sit here. Your mic's there. Yeah, there we go.
Please don't sit too close to the talent.
Lisa. No eye contact during this.
Oh, my God. You know what I just did?
No eye contact.
I started to yawn. And instead of doing this, I went into the microphone.
Oh, into the microphone instead of leaning
back.
That's
good. Your radio instincts are getting better.
Jeez.
Can't wait for the shoot.
I feel like I need to practice something.
Yeah, we're going to have to get together.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about like wardrobe and all right, we'll talk. We'll talk about all that and more. Okay. Welcome to the program there, Nick.
Feels good, man. Happy to be here.
So, once again... I believe you were playing Xbox with Tyler, and he said, come on down.
Is that really what happened?
Absolutely.
No. Turn him up a little bit. Like, make sure that we're louder than he is. But
we need
turn
to get on
up
Xbox.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself in my... No, I'm playing.
Okay, so Nick, he also fancies himself a comedian, and you have how much material?
I do a lot back home, but you can't really come out to L.A. and be like, oh, I'm going to do a tight 30 if you guys can have me in. I'll do 30 to 40. I'm just doing... hitting some mics and doing a few shows out here.
How much material would you say you had, like, if you got the option of, like, playing, say, the improv tomorrow night? Would you be able to fill an hour?
Yeah.
How much
did
you go to
the, he just tells
the
jokes
the improv
slower.
Tonight?
No. I haven't been out to the improv yet.
You haven't been to the improv?
I passed by it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Didn't stop? Good move. How much of that hour? You say half hour?
No, I've done a show that was upwards of 45 minutes.
Did you talk real slow?
All my jokes. No, I did a little crowd work. I kind of filled it in and everything.
Nice. It takes a lot of balls, what you do.
It's good. I mean, you know.
Now, how much were you doing this before you lost all the weight? How much weight did you lose? What did you used to weigh? What do you weigh now? All that stuff.
I weighed 340. I'm now at 210. I've been as low as like 190. But
wow.
Blown a little.
Wow. And you did that how?
I just did it the old-fashioned way. Like, literally, there wasn't some, you know, event that made me lose all the weight. Like, it wasn't, I didn't go to the doctor and he said you're gonna die or anything like that. I was literally bored one day. I finished a video game and didn't have anything to do, so I'm like, see if I can lose weight. I'm gonna treat
I
swear to God,
I don't like that answer at all.
I'm very jealous of it.
How'd you start that multi-million dollar company that you sold for $2 billion? I was literally just bored.
Like,
if I was
bored, I would be like sad about the boredom. Sad that I was fat, and I would just go to sleep probably, and maybe eat some ice cream.
No, that's what I did for 25 years. And then
do you feel better?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
No. Well, it's really
good
hard to remember
pitch.
It did fuck up my gallbladder. Like
yeah, it fucked
lose.
Up. You know, fat Brian. I mean, bald Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had gallbladder removed. Because he used to be fat Brian. Like, he lost, like, not tons, but, like, probably about 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He called himself fat Brian back then. And I don't know if that was official. It wasn't like, you know, he was introducing himself that way. But, you know, when he sees old pictures of himself, he goes, that's fat Brian.
Hey.
And he had his gallbladder removed shortly thereafter. Yeah, gallbladder doesn't like that.
I didn't know that was going to happen at all. But when I lost 100 pounds in 7 months, and it was just completely trash after
now
that, I had to take it out.
Let me ask you this. How much of your routine was, like, fat-based?
A lot. And I've
Are
had
you able to,
to
mold a lot of those jokes into, like, used to be fat?
Now he's
got
to put on a
fat
suit.
A lot of that.
Is there, like, a third part to your jokes?
Yeah.
That would be great.
It's like 45 minutes of prep time just to go on stage.
I open for myself in a fat suit.
Hey, what is on your dog tag?
I actually picked this necklace up in New Orleans. It's made out of old antique watch.
Oh, okay. Got it. I thought it was some weird, like cardiac monitor or
something.
What
if he did come out with a fat suit? Then he ripped it off, like, halfway through, and he was in blackface, and he did a bunch of black jokes. And then he did, the very end would be what? Like, really skinny? Or no, you become a chick at the end. Do a bunch of, like, period jokes.
No, better.
This is the place to do it.
Once you built up confidence of the audience that you're funny and you're just a prankster, you rip off the second suit and you have this mutilated, like, burned chicken body underneath.
What?
Like, you're in a
Why
fire.
Am I so creepy
that
tonight?
Made me so uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
I'm just imagining the lights going
dim. You
take off
the fat suit and you go, this is really me, and people give you applause. You're like, that was funny. And then you take off the regular suit. And it's just this mutilated, burnt, like you got dipped in acid.
I'm picturing those things from Dark Crystal.
I'm picturing David Cross from Mr. Show when he's the little the boy that was in the acid.
Oh, wait, there is a burn victim who's a comic. He calls himself the Well Done Comic. I swear, I've seen him. I did a show in San Antonio, Texas, and there's a guy called the Well Done Comic.
That'd be like being like a midget and just all your jokes are about being a midget.
Yeah, most midgets, that's a lot of their jokes are about being a midget.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, we shouldn't have started that one.
Just wish I didn't say that.
When you have a thing that kind of becomes your thing, though, I think most comics who have some type
of... Your thing should be being funny. That should be your
thing. Ideally, yes, but...
Right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you. Now I feel like an asshole. I wasn't saying anything about you because you obviously had to, like, pardon the pun, but, like, lose a lot of those jokes, right?
Sure, absolutely.
With the pounds.
What was the name of that band on Mr. Show? I can't remember. I have a T-shirt, too.
Titanica,
yes.
All right.
So what? Did you come out here just for work?
Came out here
comedy?
For a live show.
Or
it was a little late.
Oh, did you really?
Here's the deal. I was actually explaining this to Anderson in the parking lot. I heard...
Before the nap.
Yes. No, after the nap.
Actually, after I give up on the nap.
The aborted nap. After the aborted nap, I came in and explained.
Aborted nap.
I came in. I'm like, this is too weird. Let's go out front. I'll smoke.
And
right?
And honestly, dude, you could have napped. Like,
I know. You're totally cool.
Yeah.
Right. But it was just weird. I felt weird. Okay. Especially when I was masturbating. Oh, really strange. All right.
You guys mentioned a live show might be happening. I started stacking money. I was like, I'm coming to it. When these guys do the live show, I'm coming to it. And a couple months pass and no other mention of it. So I was like, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to come out on my birthday and I'll try to sit in. The very next week, it's like, hey, everybody, we're doing a live show. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and worst part about it, because we had been secretly off air, we've been talking about what days we were looking at. And you had said we have this July date. We have an August date that we could have.
Yeah.
And we were originally sort of leaning toward the August one, so I told him, because he'd already DM'd me. I was like, hey, dude, it looks like – I was like, keep these
You're
2 days open.
You're quite chatty with the listeners, aren't you there, Ty Ty?
And, hey, if you follow the After Disaster on Twitter, magic can happen.
Thank God for you, Ty Ty.
And so I had told him to keep August 30th, I think, or August something free. I was like, could be a special event
or
whatever.
Is that why you were pushing so hard for it? Was it for Nick?
No, I was pushing because it would have been we could have pushed it to our 250th show. That's why.
Hey, when is this going to – is the Palm Springs show going to post before this
I forgot to bring in the file. I'm sorry.
I guess nothing's going to post.
I think we can
– Can we spend an extra 20 minutes after the show and recreate the Palm Springs show?
Why not?
Oh, don't splash the recorder.
Three times in a row.
Comedic gold coming your way from the Palm Desert.
I think we could post this one first and then post the Palm Springs one after. We can build some anticipation by talking about it here.
Oh, yeah, great.
Can we charge a dollar for it?
No, we're not charging
we
shit.
Charge $30 for it.
Stop it, everybody. Everybody stop
we sold another shirt.
Nick, so what'd you do out here? you drove, right?
We got to buy a shirt to piss off Anderson.
Really far away. I flew. I've gone up to – I drove up to San Francisco. I just wanted to check that out.
Did you hit the Madonna Inn?
No.
Oh.
I didn't really even know where to find it. I just had really enough time to get up there, see, you know, the really touristy things in San Francisco and drive back.
Did you dig it?
Yeah, I love it a lot. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. It's a really cool city. I did a few shows, sporting events, different things like that. It's been an awesome trip so far. I love it a lot.
How long have you been on the road?
Doing stand-up.
No, this trip. Like, how long have you been
on? Oh, I got here, landed Saturday, my birthday. I flew in Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It feels good.
What day is today?
He's 28. He forgets.
What is today? Wednesday?
Happy birthday, you're special.
Yes, today is Wednesday. Tuesday. Mike.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday. How much longer are you in town for?
Until Sunday afternoon, fly back.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying with a friend. Do we want to talk about that now?
Oh, yeah.
What part of town?
What's happening?
Yeah, K-Town. There's some good stories about his friend.
K-Town, Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
All right, give us good stories about your friend.
Oh, man.
And then I'm going to talk about stories about my friend. And where's the gift that you have for me?
Wow, Jesus. Yeah.
Well, he says it's creepy, and I'm excited.
No, not creepy. Well,
maybe he was going to rape you.
Charred chicken body.
Should I open this now?
Sure. How about it?
It's in a brown bag. Yeah, he says that it's questionable.
That's Mississippi wrapping for you.
Oh, it is.
You're lucky there's no duct tape on it.
Okay, I'm pulling it out. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
This is one of the greatest things I own.
Good.
This really is one of the greatest things I own now.
He's instantly saying, I own it. He's had it for 18 seconds.
That's it. He does own it. He owned it since...
What's the story behind that?
Okay, one of my favorite scenes in any movie is in Falling Down.
And it's not London Bridge. I was hoping...
Dude, I would believe this is the actual thing. That's my memory has a little like carousel horse in it. So there's a scene with the Nazi where Defense runs into him, and Defense realizes that things aren't going his way. Defense is not like buying into the Nazi's ways, and the Nazi's like keep saying, you and me, we're the same. And then when he realizes it's not going, he starts going through his bag and goes, what's this? And he finds his daughter, Defense's daughter's little present because it's her birthday. And he's like, what's this? Faggot shit. And he throws it against the wall. And our friend Nick here, he got me one, and it actually has faggot shit written right on the little, like a trophy.
Let me tell you something. You've never lived until you've gone into a trophy shop and asked them to put faggot shit on a small little plaque.
I'm
so
going
you can
to
drill it
that.
Into.
You mean like when
globe.
I went to Ralph's and had them put fart barf on a cake?
This
very
is
similar.
So great.
That is pretty
this
great.
This is so great. I've gotten a lot of hate mail.
Listener in.
No one can top that. That is one of the greatest things ever. I'm very excited about that.
That's
if you
pretty
can't
great,
tell.
Nick.
It's a great
glad I was not playing Xbox with Nick.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
That's very good.
Oh, this is so great. I'm gonna like actually
it makes
invite
me
people
feel bad
into my
because
house
it's very thoughtful.
Them.
That's more thoughtful than most things I do in life.
No, this is something you would do, Mike. That's something. That's a Mike Carano style.
Did you try to explain to the trophy man why you were having that put on there?
Yes, I came up with some bullshit excuse like it's for a movie. I was like, yeah, it was for a movie. But in Alabama, that doesn't fly. Like, kind of movies, yeah. Kind of movie y'all making.
Well, you know, Oh, Alabama or Mississippi?
I'm originally from Mississippi. I just moved to Birmingham last year.
Okay. I would assume that in Alabama, they'd say, well, hell yeah, this is faggot shit. Why won't you write that on there?
Mississippi's why actually would, slightly worse than Alabama it? Somehow. It's like Alabama's big joke is, at least we're not Mississippi. That's the,
well,
that's the saying.
You guys can say the same thing back.
Do you like it?
Say you were saying it first.
Do I like Alabama?
The South.
No.
It's, how come?
It's,
some people love it.
I can't. I don't know why they would.
So do you want to move to California?
I do. California's really nice. Everybody that I've talked to out here, like I did that show Sunday, and everyone's like, hey, you thinking about moving out to L.A. anytime? And I was like, everybody I talk to says, I've been out here 9 months, and I scrub toilets for 12 hours a day, and then I come out to this open. Like, it just seems like unless you have a good job lined up, it's just...
How's it going, man?
Yeah. But still, it's a nice place to live.
Oh, I love it. I love every single thing about L.A., except I just feel like I would get a soul-crushing job working on a sandwich truck or something.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be in the humidity and the heat of the South.
Yeah, the South. That's, everyone out here is like, it's hot.
Are you trying to sell them on moving out here?
What I'm trying to say is we need a few more people out here.
Speaking of which, okay, so I was devastated. You witnessed this, right, before the show, Nick, that I realized that Palm Springs show had not aired.
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm so lazy and busy these days that Hajmir, a longtime listener and friend of the show, he had asked, remember, Mike, he had asked us questions because he was coming out here for a six-year anniversary with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She's the one that drew that amazing picture of me, painted that amazing picture of me as the Droog with the three dogs and the beach in Hawaii, everything that I love. And he asked what he should do out in L.A. We answered on the Palm Springs show from the pool because we're lazy.
I don't remember that at all, so that makes me much more scared for this.
You were very
post.
Drunk, really? You don't remember that?
Ooh.
Anyway, so we gave, and Mike gave, ran down his thing, like, here's what we're going to do. You want to wake up at this time, do this, do that. It was great. Then I realized that it hadn't posted. I checked the email in front of you, Nick. He leaves today. I'm like, fuck! So I said, come on by. It's been a while. And he just showed up with a pizza, so now we have lots of food. Hajmir and his girlfriend of 6 years is in the studio, and they'll come into. This show is a clusterfuck, and I like it.
Don't let him in unless it's triple cut.
Oh.
It better be triple cut.
Is that pizza fucking sap triple cut? Is he like
ask
reaching
him why
for
he
knife?
Didn't stay around and say hi at the live show.
He did.
Oh, okay.
He
sorry.
Just didn't care about saying hi to you.
So do you guys still want to hear the story about the guy that I'm staying with?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Wait, we have to pause for a break.
All right.
And we're back.
Okay.
We don't take breaks on the show.
I like that break we took last time, that intermission.
What?
Should we do an intermission?
Yeah, yeah.
What intermission?
Hajmir didn't like the
what was the intermission?
We played the song when you went to go get something. Yeah, we played the song.
I don't, because I wasn't there for it.
Yeah, you were out of the room, hence.
So everyone got an intermission but me. I had to go out and work. Okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
I flew in. There was a show on Saturday called Yellow Hammered. Which is a bunch of Alabama,
a bunch of Asians that are drunk.
That as well. Eliza Scheschlinger was at it. A bunch of comics. My friend Rivers Langley was at it.
Wow, a lot of name dropping going on.
That, well, you know, well, Eliza
Rivers
Scheschlinger.
Rivers Langley.
People. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the richest person in the world?
He
totally sounds.
So
my parents are cool, but I'm still the richest guy in the world.
I was gonna stay with Rivers originally, and his show went long. I was exhausted
yacht
from
sunk.
Flying in. a little bit worn down. So I ended up back at my friend Nick Thomas's house. Oh shit, I said his name.
That's all right.
God. Now you can't. Do you want me to cut?
Market.
I can cut his.
No. Tell you know what?
I don't want you to like mask anything because his full name.
I'm not going to mask it. Okay. He'll be fine. If he didn't want me to put this out there, he shouldn't do this dumb shit.
yeah. Is that
like
is that a credo we need to abide by as well?
Like, no one should do anything dumb in front of us because may or may not have a show that we blab into a
we
mic.
We are kind of like that around Mike. You can't say things around him because he'll just. Say it. Like
I'm really happy that Mike and Anderson are rubbing off on me. I'm saying names that I shouldn't have already.
Yeah. we'll cut that for you.
No. Leave it in. Leave it in. It's good.
All right.
Cut it. I go to his apartment, and the first thing he says is like, "Hey, if you need to use the bathroom, I got some bottles." And I'm like, "What? What?" He's like, "Yeah, my roommate's kind of weird. I think he's intimidated by him. I don't know if the guy's a gangbanger or what is going on."
What's his nationality?
He is of the Latino
gangbanger.
Could be
sure.
Gangbanger.
He just randomly moved in with a guy they didn't know like his backstory.
He's
like,
not allowed to use the restroom. He's not allowed to pee in the toilet. He's got to pee in bottles.
What?
He met him on Craigslist. He's deathly afraid to go to their shared living area, which is the living room or the bathroom.
He
apparently.
May be wearing the wrong colors.
So
his pajamas are blue.
So shouldn't his priorities be changed around so moving out is numero uno?
Yeah. That should be his number one priority.
Nah, he's just collecting bottles now.
There's a Lipton. There's a gallon Lipton tea jug, 3/4 full of urine.
You know what?
I gotta Where does he keep it?
In the fridge.
In his bedroom. It's sitting in the floor.
Because he doesn't want to go in the common area to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Where's the poo?
I think he'll go for that, but like, I don't know. He probably...
Because the poo would offend the gangbanger more
than
peeing.
What part of town is this?
K-Town.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I gotta be honest, he's gotta have a little communication with the roomie because I don't like this, especially putting the pee in a Lipton iced tea jar because that's something you drink.
And
you
it looks similar.
You get to meet the roommate?
No, I still haven't met him. Mm-hmm.
What if there is no roommate and your friend just completely lost his mind?
He's like a shitty Howard Hughes. Like I would cut up in the mattress and see if there's money inside, but there's just a futon.
Right.
So there's no money in there. It's just
You're kind Tony of a shitty friend if you're going to cut up your friend's mattress
he's not
to
going
steal
to.
His money.
He's cutting up his reputation and talking about the pee bottles on
the He's a shitty freaking friend.
Me out.
He's
I'm going to have a nightmare
live in
about
a room
this.
Full of urine.
Like, I'm going to have a nightmare.
He's having you out. He's like, he's
Wait, if the roommate's not there, can't you guys dump it out?
He's saving
no,
it.
That's what I don't... He could go outside and dump it out. I don't know
no,
why
he's... No, you dump it. You know, you don't dump
it
out.
How does he pee in the one that's 3/4 full? Like, once it's that full, does he, like... Dangle
it's
it
not
in
lemonade bottle
and like
doing it.
Hover over it.
Okay. I haven't seen it happen yet. I don't want to.
I wish I didn't have bathroom fears because I have to have a clean bathroom everywhere I go. Which is why I don't camp.
It's on Mike Carano's rider.
But I knew a guy once who told me.
Is that why you wouldn't stay in Palm Springs, Mike?
That might have played into it subconsciously.
You know what? I was showing him around. I gave him the tour of the house we rented that I was very excited about. Oh my God, I was so sad when you guys left. Like it was just so depressing.
I could tell.
I don't want to spend a lot of time
with
like,
it. It was like putting a puppy, like playing with a puppy for 2 days and then leaving him.
Because like we had this 3-bedroom house, right? And we're all like the whole After Disaster team was there. It was great. Mike and Jillian, the wives, and Tyler and Lorenzo and Jillian. And it was a big house and it was nice. And we were having a great time in the pool. We had the whole weekend ahead of us. And then Mike left before the night even ended. And Jillian actually felt bad for you because I was pressuring you so much.
I felt bad leaving.
You also chased him out into the streets and threw money at him.
Yeah, because he was trying to pay me for the night that he didn't stay. So, and then the next night, it was Tyler and Lorenzo and Jillian and I, and it was a great night. One of my favorite nights of the year. It was so much fun. Really good time. Good friends, good laughs.
We made $2.
We were gambling on with DraftKings, who is not a sponsor of this program, but is a sponsor of another.
You were gambling online?
Yeah, we were gambling online. It was such a great day. We had like
Did
four-
you guys leave the house at all?
No, we don't want to leave the house.
You're 20 minutes, 30 minutes
base.
From Salton Sea. I can't believe you.
Fuck Salton
there.
Sea. We had a sweet ass.
What did you say?
So we're playing pinball. We're swimming in the pool. We got drinks flowing. It's great. And
we
the
watched
next
a horrible
day,
pinball documentary.
We had a big flat screen TV like, out on the patio. So that's like we were ballers. Like we should have had chicks over. We should have.
Yeah.
Why did we bring our wives? So we're watching the Simpsons marathon after the baseball. It's great.
I really
great.
Hope your wife
we're
doesn't
grilling.
Listen to this episode.
We're
I hope
grilling.
My wife doesn't listen
Anderson's
to this.
Leaving steaks in 100-degree cars for 5 hours.
I did
hours
leave my steak in the
and
car.
And thinking that he can still eat it.
And I was very sad about it.
It may have
the
cooked.
There's nothing better than going on vacation than like the first thing you do is you go stock up at the local market. Mm. See what the local produce is.
If I were to go on vacation, I just want to go to restaurants. I don't want to stock up on anything.
No. Not when you have a backyard grill, Michael.
Yeah,
no. It was pretty great. And a wife who's willing to cook.
Mm.
Pointing at Tyler's wife. Mine is not cook. So.
Oh, yeah. Your wife did a great job.
The next day, you know, we wake up. It's leisurely. Now Tyler's wife's already, like, out of vacation mode. She's jogging. Ooh. I wake up to, like, her coming in the front door with, like, headphones, and she's all sweaty with her running shoes. I'm like,
she
oh,
almost
no.
died.
Oh, no. Vacation's already over for her.
I got to be honest. I respect that in a wife.
So we flee. We take
Takes
off,
Mike.
And we go out to breakfast on their way out of town and our lunch. And Jillian and I come back, and I've known all along, once the whites are gone, once you're gone, it's hunker down time, and she has to work on her paper, on her goddamn USC shit. So the rest of the weekend, I love my wife, but she was pretty much not present. I'm just bobbing in the pool all by myself. It was so sad.
Wait, you
Did
guys
not like
you guys left on Saturday,
Sunday,
and we stayed until Monday. So it just
don't
became,
splash the recorder.
It was really sad though. Like looking around, it was. Plus, it might be because I was still in a very fragile state. Mike, you don't even know this.
Oh yeah,
you don't even know what happened. I smoked weed for the first time.
Oh, why didn't you do when I was there?
Because it's horribly embarrassing. Tyler got to see
Did
firsthand
you,
what happened.
Get any video of it?
I guess that Lauren couldn't make her.
No, your wife was trying to, but her phone has too much data or like too much on storage, so it,
it was
Tara
one of the,
was
one
actually
of my worst
upset.
Trips ever.
She was actually ever upset ever. About that picture of you.
Yeah, I hate that picture. It's the worst picture ever of me.
We can delete it.
I don't like it at all. Of the with the praying mantis one.
Yeah,
I look like
that's the greatest photo in history.
She was like, "What happened? Like, why is this so sad? And why does he look like?" And I was like, it wasn't that sad. It was
I was just sunburned the flash. Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk. But I smoked like two giant hits off of a joint. I can't do that. I figured it out. I was talking with Tyler's wife, and I figured it out the next day. What happened to me when I become stoned, inebriated with the THC? I become autistic.
Or potistic.
I'm very, very autistic.
Like what? Tell me what your mannerisms were.
I was complete like this. I couldn't make eye contact.
Did you become paranoid like I do?
Not paranoid. No. It's like I'm in a whole different mind space where everything is like flowing together and everything means something.
Sounds
and I'm
good.
Looking back on the not stoned Anderson, he's mentally challenged. I have no respect for that guy. That guy's an idiot.
Okay.
The stone guy knows everything, but it's so horrible and so sad that he has to just go inside of himself. Like Jillian put me to bed and then she came back in and checked on me like 20 minutes later. And I'm on the ground just tensed up with my eyes wide open. There's nothing I can do. I can't speak. Oh, it's awful. Yeah. I'm Stephen Hawking.
I just want to clarify. You were literally on the ground.
Yes. Completely tense. Okay. And I remember it all perfectly.
We are all fucked up. Okay, you're living in a house with jars of pee. You moved from the bed to the ground. Mm-hmm. In 20 minutes.
That carpet was very comfortable.
Yeah. It was. It was nice. Stan was supposed to, like, Jillian put Stan in there with me to make me feel better, and the Simpsons were freaking me the fuck out because I was thinking about how long it took to make every little animation cell and how they had, like, the reading was, like, the reads of the lines were supposed to be perfect to, like, hit a certain, like, tone, and then it was just pure manipulation, which everything is, and I was picturing, like, hundreds of thousands of people watching The Simpsons all at once, but, like, some not paying attention, wife beatings happening in that house. It was just awful. Awful. Like, I was just feeling all the pain at once. It was so terrible.
That's a great point.
It was so terrible.
That one episode is on in hundreds of thousands of houses. Some woman's probably getting her teeth
broken out.
It's all connected.
Everything's connected.
Someone's getting a blowjob.
Stanley just looked dried out from the desert heat, and he just kept smacking his lips.
You gained, like, galactic consciousness or something.
It was awful.
Intergalactic.
And the me that's speaking right now, I have zero respect for him. That guy is... Everyone's just nice to me because they feel sorry for me.
maybe you should get on the weed. Take that weed train.
No, I'm out. So
Hashmir is probably stoned right now.
Hashmir, I always forget his wife or his girlfriend of 6 years' name.
Well, it's a good thing you're whispering on speakers that are totally turned up.
What is her name? I forget her name. Excuse me. Want to have him come on to the portal? Come on in, Hash.
Let's see who lost more weight.
Hashmir's got a great voice. Hashmir's got a great radio voice.
Oh, we need to have Hashmir do some like liners for us.
Do we have liners?
Hey, this is Hashmir. You're listening to the After Zest. So I had breakfast this morning, or lunch. Breakfast, I guess, with my best man at my wedding,
mm-hmm.
who was opposite of you and I. He has no idea what's going on around him. Doesn't care. His wife, who's kind of the same way. And our friends from Prague, who I haven't seen in years.
Are they really friends, or are those people you met from Prague?
Guys I grew up with. A guy I grew up with and his wife, who I never met, who's Serbian, and their new kid, who's adopted. So the kid's being a kid. It's 2 years old. Shit everywhere, right? We're at the restaurant. The wife from Serbia has no idea how to speak English and doesn't care, and she's checked out. So the waitress is over here, and no one's paying attention to her except for me.
How did you explain to her about the she's getting an inordinate amount of respect
what?
Compared to her land?
What are you talking about?
Did you let her know Serbia? How much better we treat women over here?
They live in Prague now. No, I didn't go get up the American flag and start saying, you're goddamn right, you're an American now.
Should have let her know that in this country, she's allowed to do whatever
listener
she
Nick.
Wants.
This is listener Nick. That's Hashmir and his lovely girlfriend of 6 years. Marlene. I was going to say that, Marlene. That was Marlene.
Nice to meet you, Marlene.
Look at the gift that he gave me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah? Sorry, I guess you guys have to share a mic. We at work. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. Tie, put them in one. Put Marlene. No, we're out of mics.
That's fine.
Okay.
Did you guys drive up from San Diego?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's turn him on. We should probably turn him on.
One, Mike. Tie, one.
Nick, how much weight did you lose exactly, specifically?
140 pounds.
Oh, my God. That's way more than I thought.
It's a person. All right, cool.
That's unbelievable. Nice. That's way more than I thought.
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself? Hush, we good?
Check.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Mike, did you not do the math earlier when he said how much?
No, I was like, because I was thinking... In my head, I'm sorry, I'm out of it right now, but in my head I was thinking about Anderson saying 40, but I guess he was referencing Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
And then I started thinking 40, it's not that big of a deal.
You're like, why do we have this guy in?
You guys, I lost 18 pounds in 24 months.
140
How'd I do it?
Is like two midgets.
Yeah. Well, The thing about Mississippi
two little
is,
people. See, like Brad Williams demands to be called a midget, so it's really confusing.
He's just saying that for shock value.
I love how every time you bang the table, you're
I think Brad Williams weighs more than 70 pounds. Right?
I don't think so. What do you guys
My niece weighs 50, and she's a little girl. And she's light.
I'm sure like, she appreciates that.
I can throw her up in the air and catch her. I couldn't throw Brad Williams up in the air.
Let's put him in my shirt, and I'll just walk around L.A. with him.
Yahoah. Father Yahoah. That's his name, Tata. And you can hear all the hippies around him, all of his little like cult minions going, oh, Yahoah.
They're very confused about what's happening Yahoah. Right now. They think you've just lost your mind.
Yahoah. Well, they'll listen to the episode later, and they'll figure it out. So you guys were in L.A. for a couple days.
Right.
How's the anniversary going?
Great.
6 years, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're celebrating? You guys are here to celebrate?
Yeah. Our anniversary was yesterday, so we came up for 2 days.
What are you guys doing?
We just came from Santa Monica Pier right now.
Uh-huh.
Just been doing some sightseeing.
Crazy waves out there, right?
Third Street's cool. I like it.
We have the highest, the biggest waves right now, in like since 92 or something crazy like that. Aww. No, 2002. 2002. But yeah, massive. Massive waves.
Yeah.
Riptides. People dying. Gotta be careful.
Wait. Should we go down and look at them?
1022 is going to be the high tide tonight, and apparently people that are living along the Malibu coast hunkering down and worried.
Hunkering down in their $40 million homes.
They actually build those things with glass fronts and glass backs so that if there is any kind of tsunami or tidal wave, it'll just wash right through. Structure stands. You lose everything inside, but you can rebuild.
I have a friend who's got one of those houses.
Yeah.
Where the water hits the front of it.
Well,
it's for sale if you want.
How much?
18 mil.
Bob Hope's house is for sale in Palm Springs, which I pointed out to Ty, $50 million.
What?
It's a pretty great house, though.
Okay, it's not the same house that I have a postcard for. That looks like a regular little house. Looks like the house you rented.
It looks like a mushroom house. It's actually called a mushroom house. It's another Lautner house, John Lautner house, and it's fucking the same guy that made the Sheets Goldstein.
John Lautner's my favorite architect.
He's pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for that diatribe.
Thank God he's dead.
So what else do you guys do besides...
Right? What happened to your story about Prague?
Things go up in value.
It's too much. It's too much.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
You know what I like about Prague?
Got to unpack.
They seem open to pornography over there.
What?
The girls.
What?
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen a lot of porno on the web that's shot in Prague.
Talking about Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
Czech porn.
Okay.
But Prague's in Czech, so.
They seem, you know what? I'm an idiot. I'm sorry I even brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I'm thinking about the porn I saw, which was live in Prague, and it's some dude just pulls up in a van. Hey, you want to make a movie? Okay. And the girl's like stunning, and you're like, oh my God.
They have that totally, out here. It's called Bang Bus.
Totally opening to. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like that I said that or approved of pornography in any way. I'm being serious.
Oh, Mike, you can still run for office. You saved it.
So, what else do you guys do besides the old Fisherman's Wharf down there, Santa Monica style?
Oh, we went to the Denny's from Drive.
Oh, you did? I was going to suggest that.
Yeah.
I was going to
How come I'm the only one that hasn't been there?
It was a little hot, but it was good.
It was hot in the Denny's?
Yeah, it was very warm.
Maybe their AC is broken.
Warm. Yeah, probably.
Did you want... I can't hear...
It was the first time he was excited to go to Denny's.
Yeah,
he
I could...
He hates going to restaurants.
Why?
I don't know. He just doesn't like it.
It's too much pressure.
So did you sit in the booth and watch the actual clip?
You know what?
No,
I wish
but
I could
we did sit
that.
In the booth.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to start the rumor that I hate going to restaurants. Too much pressure. I'm going to save so much fucking money.
Just to save the cash?
I'm going
to
save... Well, just tonight we stopped and got sandwiches and it was like 37... It doesn't matter how much it costs.
I saw the sandwiches. They look like artistry.
The sandwiches were good.
Like Gordon Ramsay would give the thumbs up to those sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what this fat place is. It's like a fancy schmancy. And then we had to get cupcakes, of course.
I apologize to all gay
listeners. Do you like how I act like it's an imposition?
For my excitement.
I had to eat a cupcake, you guys.
Of my faggot shit. A gift, and I know I should not use that word, but how else do you explain it, right?
I'm sorry I brought it in. I'll
no, it's a great gift. That's a thoughtful gift.
I look forward to giving this to my son one day.
Nick, I'm sorry you had to come from Mississippi to hear them
Julian
talk about sandwiches.
Not yet.
Feels good. Feels
what
like
are you guys
home.
Doing tomorrow?
That's what we do in Mississippi.
Like, did you have a plan
Don't
of
you
attack
leave today?
Or are you just coming up
we're,
ahead?
We're leaving tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was really depressed and sad, guys, because we actually spent a good 10 minutes in the pool telling you where to go. On the last episode.
Well, I look forward to hearing the suggestions.
Where did you stay?
He opened up, Mike Carano opened up with Don't Cruise Hollywood Boulevard. That was the first thing
that.
You wanted to do.
Oh,
yeah.
Superheroes. We saw a documentary.
You've never been up
Confessions of a Superhero?
No, I've been there. Yeah, we saw those and I wanted to see them. I saw the Batman, but I don't know if it was.
You guys were just here, though, because we saw you guys for the live show.
Yeah, a couple.
We, like, drove down Melrose or whatever that is.
Okay, yeah. Well, you were right there. You could have, like, after the show, gone over and seen them.
Oh.
Did you go. Did you guys hit Sunset or any of that?
No. We went to the Wax Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it hot in there, too? Because that would suck.
No.
It was
melting.
Right. Yeah.
Where do you guys come from?
San Diego?
Yeah. See, what's wrong with you guys? You can do San Diego to L.A. in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. see the superheroes.
In a day, in like 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I drive down there twice a week for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I flew here from Mississippi and went to the Church of Scientology. That was one of the few things.
Which one?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to the Church of Death?
The one on, is it on Sunset? Is that where it is?
Well, there's
it's the big
one
blue
on
one.
Hollywood
it's the one
Boulevard.
That used to be, what's the Cedar Sinai?
Oh, way down east?
The one across from the Kaiser?
Big.
Yeah.
That one's
over
big.
By Children's Hospital.
I got out and took a bunch of pictures and then ran away really quickly before.
you're a member now.
There's one on every street, though. There's like a tower. There's one on Hollywood. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I would have recommended you guys go to the Museum of Death, the Museum of Psychiatry and Death, which is put on by Scientologists.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to that.
Oh, it's so great, and it's free. It's just they give you a little clipboard at the end. But if you just give them like a really dirty look, they'll be scared of you, and then you can just walk right through for free. Yeah, which is I've done it twice now. Yeah, because it's a really good museum. You should check it out, Mike.
The other museum that's in this neighborhood is that Jurassic Technology Museum.
Yeah. I've been there a few times. It's pretty great.
And it's like a block from here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, give our exact location.
I gotta say, next time you guys come up, skip Hollywood Boulevard forever. Never go to that street ever again. It's terrible.
Cut that out of the system.
But Sunset's fun. Like go to eat at Chin Chin, get some Chinese chicken salads, and cruise by the. I know I saw that. Cruise by the Roxy and the whiskey and.
I just saw our website for the first time since Scott put up the Nagel picture of Corona.
I don't like my look, but I appreciate that he did it.
Oh, that's good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Third Street's cool though. Have you hit Santa Monica yet?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of things. Actually, Rivers Langley, the guy I was telling you about,
pee in the bottles.
The other guy. He runs tours out here, so that's what he does as his day job when he's not doing stand-up. And he just took me around. He did the tour, but for free, basically. Drove me around.
Did he admit that it's all full of shit?
It was implied.
What tour? Tours of what?
Tour buses, they just make up stuff.
Not TMZ. They actually show you the celebrities.
TMZ's full of shit. No. I mean, TMZ's, their facts are wrong.
Well, when they say there's David Hasselhoff, it's a fake David Hasselhoff.
That bus pulls up. The TMZ pulls up in front of the Improv, like, probably 10 times a day. And they just have a pre-running, pre-recorded.
Mike being really pissed because when he walks out, they don't stop and go, look, it's Mike Carano.
The recording is so outdated. It's like, this is where many people started. Gallagher. They go through like 5 comics that haven't worked there for 25 years.
But they're stating that they started there. So that still holds true.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Well, I guess we know how Mike feels about tours now.
They're like, look at the fantastic artwork in the parking lot. Please notice there are no marine mammals present. Very outdated because... See, now there's a dolphin.
Dolphin was sweet.
You guys saw it.
You saw it in the live show.
Because they were at the live show.
You guys stayed for Farf Barf, right?
Yeah.
How great was that?
That was awesome.
Better than you expected, right?
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we talk about the show and then the show and the show.
Are you feeling
it's
bad?
It's like an MC Escher.
Are you feeling bad right now because you kind of got juked?
No, not at all.
Well,
no,
I thought you were going to say something else.
Tyler led you to believe that... the live show is going to be like this weekend.
No, I'm kind of, I'm actually kind of stoked about it. I found out that I could still sit in, this is more intimate. You know, it's really cool. Yep.
Way to make all the other people feel bad that actually flew in from Canada.
Mississippi's probably farther than Canada.
Yeah, I wonder who, we should have had like figured out who's the farthest.
I think I'm the farthest traveler so far. Really?
As a person from Mississippi, what do you think is the worst aspect of being in Mississippi?
In other words, talk shit about your homeland.
I would happily. It's what I do anyway.
Try not to use the N-word.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, I'm holding the streak for the longest. Okay.
And that needs to be explained because you sound like a horrible human being. Hey, by the way, you guys, just off note, wink, wink. As far as the N-word goes, I got you covered.
All right. I've said too much. You got to cut it or?
No, that's fine.
Okay. The N-word comes up sometimes when doing impersonations or telling stories or quoting other people.
Nope.
Yes.
Not for me.
And of the three of us associated with the After Disaster, I can say that my streak of not having said it is the longest, and I'm quite proud of that.
The first person who said it was saying it in regards to the sound effects machine.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the second person who said it, I can't remember why he said it.
I was quoting someone.
And I have not. Still clean.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so go ahead.
Worst thing about Mississippi, you got it. Somehow there's some deep-rooted pride in Mississippi. But other than that, what do you dislike the most?
I think Mississippi and the South in general sort of has this rap as everyone's really ignorant, has super bad accents, and everyone's racist.
Hell yeah.
And a lot of that's kind of true, but I mean, it's mostly...
All right.
So people aren't
just... Good luck
just,
defending it now.
people aren't just stupid as far as like they can't read and things like that. Like you watching movies, every time there's a Southern character, they're just way overblown.
That's not even about the South. That's just about dumb writers who live on the coast, I think, trying to do dumb. So they're trying to say this character is dumb, and they always give them the accent. It's not like they're going after the South, I don't think. Which kind of, it's like the chicken or the egg type thing, but that's what I've noticed. And everyone does it. And I try not to do it, but as soon as you start to do like, I'm dumb, you do like a Southern accent, which is horrible. But that's something you guys
But tell me this. Do you believe the smartest people live on the coasts and the most open-minded people live on the coast? Because I do.
Yeah, I think absolutely. Right now, where we are right now, because of politics and things like that.
But like if we...
Everyone in the middle of the country just turned off their podcast.
What I'm saying is if you're a black gay guy, you're going to have a much easier life in California or New York than you are in the South.
And I think that sometimes old ideals die harder in more... confined region. What am I? Yeah, I should stop talking right now.
Yeah, you really should.
But
Here's the other thing too. Is I don't believe somebody's intellectually superior. I don't believe IQ is better. But I think if I had a choice of three doctors and one guy had an English accent, a Southern
accent,
and a Cajun accent, I'd go English accent doctor every fucking time.
Oh, nice. Mike Carano, we're just going to cut your leg off.
I love Cajun accents. I love
Cajun
accents.
Nice, lovely knife.
But I don't want my doctor.
Well, let's ask Nick. Nick's from Mississippi.
Can you guys let him answer the question we've asked him?
We got to take out your panic, boy. Ooh, yeah,
panic, boy. I feel right at home right now, guys. I got to tell you, that's it. No. The South, I will say, defending the South, it's not nearly as racist as it's made out to be. Like, people watch Mississippi Burning, and I go places and I tell people I'm from Mississippi, and they just like they look at me like a leper. It's not really
a black leper.
It depends on what part. I mean, I'm sure there's backwoods parts of Mississippi that it was like they're really far out there in the sticks, and they probably do have a lot of.
But that's
very
like
old...
LA too. Like, this studio is more racist than the parking lot.
You can say that almost about anywhere.
I actually did some research on it because I wanted to be able to defend Mississippi when I went other places. And, like, the number one and number two state for hate groups in the United States is, like, North Dakota and Idaho because they're so isolated that they don't actually interact. The thing is, in the South, if you live in the South, you're interacting with black people. I mean, it's so you can't really carry on those stereotypes and really hate people.
Why'd you roll your eyes when you said black people?
When you said interacting, the first thing I jumped to was the plantation.
What?
You got to tell them what to do.
Michael, we're not going back in time. We're just talking about a certain region.
I don't think of the South as racist, and I've only been there a couple of times.
It's like a double-edged sword, because when we say we think that racism, for the most part, I mean Ferguson. By the way, we have not talked about Ferguson once on this goddamn show, and I know that's not the show that we are.
Let's talk about Colin Ferguson.
Let's not talk about Ferguson. But
the subway shooter.
We have a tendency on like LA, New York, bi-coastal, like people that live on the coast, and they feel like they're progressive, and like George Clooney feels like, you know, and South Park did that whole thing where there's a cloud of his pretentiousness.
And Clooney's from Kentucky.
The smugness. Right. That's a great point. But he came out here because he was so progressive. He progressed to the coast. But we say things like homophobia is much better than it used to be. And racism is not, there's not nearly as much of it as there used to be. And then people say, well, that's because you haven't been to the South. You haven't been to the middle of the country. And if you traveled more to those parts, you'd realize just how alive it is. But then you come in here from Mississippi and you say, no, it's actually not nearly as bad as people think. So which way is it?
I think me personally, having been to the Midwest, I think the Midwest is worse than the South, even as far as racism and homophobia. In the South is a little bit worse amongst older generations. My generation doesn't care. Like,
but younger generations are still racist in like the Midwest.
I think so.
That's crazy.
I think so. A little bit. The isolated areas. I don't want to make it out like. Well, I mean, it feels bad to say that with St. I go straight to St. Louis when I think Midwest, and then Ferguson.
And Ferguson,
right. So, but I was going to defend St. Louis, and they're not making it easy right now.
Right.
But
good, smart move. Smart move.
The South, everyone's not dumb as far as education goes. I mean, but they make
really dumb
decisions.
What's the part about the South you don't like?
That they make continually dumb decisions. The rate of teen pregnancy is out of the roof. You know, people refuse to leave and take good jobs, or they're smart people, but they make dumb decisions.
Is Mississippi one of like the four states that refuse like the
Affordable Care Act and like getting fucked because of it.
Exactly. That's another thing about them. They don't realize that they are the lower class. They're like, you're messing with the middle. Obama doesn't care about the middle class. Meanwhile, they're not the middle class.
Right.
They're living under the poverty line and sitting and watching Fox News on rabbit ears.
Sounds
and
very
refuse
stubborn.
It. Yes.
Okay, what's the best part about the South?
How racist it is.
Easy pussy!
What?
No, I was talking about
Bible
teen
belt.
Pregnancy
Bible
thing.
Belt. Yeah. I guess that is. They
I like
have
to apologize
a lot of
for using that word that I said I wasn't going to use anymore.
Especially with the teen before it.
I said easy.
Oh, that's true.
Selfishly, the best part about the South, I guess, is...
I didn't say teen pussy. You know what the best part of the South? Teen pussy? Oh, uh-huh, I said it. Oh, yeah.
I do declare.
I do declare.
This show is so stupid.
Fried chicken, teen pussy.
Oh, my God. What's happening? I'm very uncomfortable.
I'm glad I had some part of making this happen.
I'm so ignorant. I know nothing about the South.
I think that's why you're safe, because it's clear that you're making fun of someone who doesn't know about the South.
But you know what tastes like chicken down in the South.
All right. Okay. What's
teen pussy.
What other show?
Sorry, I said that in front of you.
What was the best part of the South?
If you say something horrible in front of a woman, then apologize to her.
It's okay.
It's endearing, and you look like a gentleman.
All right, Nick. I'm sorry. I apologize for
that's
that.
Good. Selfishly, I would say the fact that no one wants to come there to do shows. So, like, I'm one of only three. Like, there's not very many comics in the South, so I can do shows myself.
It's time to move on, man.
It's time to move on.
Like, yeah.
You know, a lot of people have. Like, a lot of my friends that I started out with moved to other places. Ben Hutcherson moved to I'm sorry, I'm not
dropping. Right.
No, sorry. That's what you have to do. You have to go to where the job is.
You have to keep becoming a little fish again
it's
and again
LA
and again.
Or New York or San Francisco.
But there's
it.
Something so cool
or Dallas,
about,
a little bit.
Chicago.
About being
yeah.
one
or
of
Miami.
The guys
Vegas.
Kind of in the South and you can
Tucson.
You can kind of
Toronto's probably
milk that market.
Wrong.
Why wrong?
Because that's the if there's no market there for it, why would you stay there?
No, there is
and
a market.
And why wouldn't you want to put yourself in a position where you have to work much, much harder? And I'm being serious.
It's not necessarily harder work because I
– No, it's harder here because there's so much competition.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll make you a better comic.
It would. That's true. It would make me work harder.
Plus, you could live with a guy who pees in a bottle.
Right there.
Fair point.
I'm in.
Tie with the callback.
You know, it'd be gross if he had one of those little Christmas tree like deodorizers
call.
Hanging on the bottle.
To talk about, I actually
like he's committed to the bottle. He's not even going to dump it out. He's going to just try to cover it up.
Okay, Mike, they should have one. Like, all right, are you really making yourself throw up with that?
No.
Go
I have a fun story you guys might appreciate. There, mm-hmm. I had a coworker. I worked in Starkville, Mississippi for a while.
I thought you lived in Mississippi. You don't work, right? You collect that welfare. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
She drove a truck. She was redneck.
Of course, she did.
Her name was Natasha Hunter.
That doesn't fit.
No. I'll tell you why. There's a reason. So she's redneck. She drives a big truck. She puts like placards all over the back of her truck, like rebel flags and silly cowboy trucks.
Is she hot?
No comment. No. No, she's not.
Oh, because if she was, she can do whatever she wants, and it's cool.
So,
thumbs up.
She had a personalized license plate with her first initial and last name, but her name was Natasha Hunter. So her license plate said N. Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
That
with
is terrible.
Rebel flags and a big truck and just driving around Mississippi. Yeah.
She's I don't, have, you know what?
That's
I might make that. If I was stuck behind her for maybe a couple, three exits, I might jump to that conclusion. But I would really have to stare at it for a while.
But
I
a giant rebel Hunter, flag might make me.
The rebel flag, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard flag there might make me believe that. Maybe I jumped to that conclusion. How many exits would you need, actually?
I don't want to think about it. I think that's weird that they would let that slide.
Did
for
she
one,
get
and
any
she
shit
would
for
feel
it?
Comfortable with that as on her license plate?
Or did she get more never like, even, friends on the ham radio because of it?
I never even noticed it until one of our coworkers who was African-American gentleman looked out the window, and he's like, he's in the middle of the story, and it catches him out of the corner of his eyes. What the fuck? Whose drug is that? Bullshit, man! And I looked at it. I'm dying laughing. I finally explained to him who it was.
I would think that the best part of living in Mississippi or a place like that would just be like the small knit community, which probably I would think be filled with a lot of
support. I was thinking
seeing
food,
the same types of people.
Like food.
The actual same people, I should say. Because living in L.A., other than your family or your friends, if you have plans with them, you don't see the same
You
people.
Realize there are large cities in the South, right?
I know, but not
we don't
like,
all live in a three
I think of that.
Stop
there's
town.
Many more small
Tupelo
towns.
Community.
I think there's way more small towns in parts like Mississippi, right?
Right.
Like, you see the same
Those
people.
Are scary, though.
Yeah, generally.
I go to the same gym every day. I don't see one person who recognizes me, and I rarely recognize anyone unless she's hot.
It's okay unless you hate everyone in that small knit community, and then
yeah,
it's pretty terrible.
I'd probably hate you, and I would probably hate everyone.
I actually have this.
I already hate him.
Weird theory about cultural differences going to be erased. You know, because I think a few years ago, people would go to school, come home, and like play in the streets with all the same friends. You mm-hmm. see your parents, and maybe you'd watch an hour of Green Acres. You
right.
know, now
you'd be galvanized by the same thing. You know,
yes. Yeah. Now everyone's raised by the television. You mm-hmm. know, TV or video games. So I think my
right.
generation is. All the same, no matter where they're from, like Seattle, Mississippi, New York. I think
but they're still
be.
Racist, you say, in the young generation in certain parts of the country.
I think in that part of the country, there's not.
He's pointing upwards towards the Midwest.
Midwest, yeah. Yes. They may not have the video games and TV or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe they just don't have TV in Chicago is what you're saying?
No,
hard
I think,
to believe.
I think
are
Chicago's
you saying video
okay.
games are making people less, are erasing racism?
I think video games and television are.
Yes, we're becoming a smaller universe for sure because
yes.
of technology. And yeah, I think that everything.
It's a homogenization of the American experience.
Yes.
I think kids nowadays are less racist than previous.
Because they haven't grown up enough to figure it out.
Because they haven't been robbed by a black guy yet.
We both just said horrible racism.
I know. I couldn't even think of a funny thing to say. Yeah. Now it's so pathetic. Let's erase that and let me think of a better joke.
Yeah, this show is. I think we're turning off more people with this show.
We should have made
it's
this
been
show
terribly
with
offensive
our,
multiple
we
times.
We have a racist show coming up.
Oh,
we should
oh,
have done.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have mixed this show with that show.
We're
all
doing an
all
black listener.
On one side.
Not
Are you
all
Mexican?
Black listener.
Okay.
We're doing a black listener show coming
up.
We got
an
I'm very
Indian,
excited
a
about
Mexican,
it.
Italian. What are you, Irish?
I'm Irish-German.
And you?
The most evil.
I'm a black man.
Okay.
The first time Azure? I called this show, Anderson asked me if I was black.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I called and told you about Pitcairn, the island.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember that.
So I called and
I
was.
Talk about that some more. That'd be the best thing on the show, probably.
It's a pretty dope story.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here telling the story, and all I hear is Anderson's like, "Hey, Nick, you're black, right?" And I had to hang up the phone because my boss came in. I couldn't mm-hmm. really explain to him why I'm listening to this show.
What were you doing?
I was answering 911 calls.
Oh, that's a great thing. That was fantastic.
No, it's
Wait.
Nice. It's the worst job.
No, it's great that you're talking
to
us.
You're allowed to call shows.
Please tell me the
you're...
line. You only have one line and it was busy?
It
while
was...
you're on the phone with us?
No. Well, that I used the side phone that we can call, you know, whatever. It was the unrecorded line. Uh-huh. And it was 3 in the morning. Nothing. Obviously, if I'm in Mississippi and you guys are recording at midnight, it was like 3 in the morning there. I called in. Nothing going on. And then he walks in. I'll hang up the phone real quick. Uh-huh. And so you're like, "So, Nick, you're a black guy, right?" And the next thing you hear is, like the phone cuts off. And,
must have been.
How long have you been doing that?
10 years.
Still doing it?
Still doing it.
We had a DJ out here on K-Rock, which is the local big alternative rock station that Loveline's on. And Doug the Slug was his name. And mm-hmm. he quit a very fairly lucrative air shift, what many people would love to have, and just go down to San Diego and do 911 calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he got sick of it and he came back. And I was.
To be clear, he went down there and he called 911 every day.
Have your phone skills completely been realigned since you started doing that job? Like, are you much more accepting of people when you're talking to them?
Can we role play one?
Sure.
Mike, you're the victim.
It's a black guy in my backyard.
Michael, can we not be a racist show?
I don't. Oh, my baby accidentally...
I think 911 has to answer
yeah,
first,
we,
Mike.
Yeah, we answer it.
My baby got in my minivan and drove into the river.
Still wrong.
4 hours ago.
We answer, and the first thing that we ask is, where is your emergency? Because everything else that you're saying, if we don't know... If you have to hang up the phone real quick, or if you get shot, if we don't know where you are, there's nothing we can do to help
you. You can't trace, like, cell phones?
You can.
Got to triangulate them and keep them on
yeah,
for at least
yeah,
11
you have
minutes.
To
keep them
on
talking.
A little bit
keep
to,
them talking.
11 minutes,
to rebid
really?
The traces.
Bullshit movies.
That's longer than I talk to my friends.
And then
triangulated.
And then
yeah,
it will
well,
get
he's
you.
In the backyard of the gun.
Here's what I got last time I called 911. Yes, we know, sir. Someone's already called. Thank you, sir.
That happened. See, here's the thing that I don't think, and I don't want to discourage it, but here's the thing that a lot of people don't know is if you see a wreck and you call it in, 14 people have called it in before you. I don't want to stop people because there was actually a case in New York where someone was like, killed. I don't know what all happened.
I always hear it's always New York, and it's like someone was having a heart attack, and people just kept walking by as this guy was on the ground convulsing.
Have you gotten emotionally involved in any of these calls?
You have to detach yourself from it, or you won't be able to.
Have you been on the news for any of them?
Not that I know of. I can't.
Have
remember.
You been reprimanded?
No.
Have you ever gone back and listened to your best hits?
Have you ever hit? Have you ever called one of the chicks
I make
who
a
called
CD
you?
I pass it out to
she's like, I have a stalker. And he's always and you're like, oh, she must be hot. She's got a stalker.
Have you ever been attracted to a caller? Is what Mike's asking. Have you ever been attracted to one of your callers in distress?
Yes, very much like Mike. I learned from his school, so every time they
call in. It's an eight-hour shift to do.
They call in, and they're like, they're shooting at me. I'm like, you sound pretty hot.
Hey, you got any of your stuff in your...
Am I a cop?
Yeah.
No.
You got any of that stuff in your act?
No.
I was just asking for you guys, because you guys probably have some weed on you or something. I want to make sure he doesn't bust you.
I detach those
You
got to
tell
girls.
Us if you're a cop, man. So I'll handle this.
You don't weave. You can do that. I would think that you can get some really good stand-up material, like 911 shit.
People think that. People talk about
a Mystery Science Theater show where you display actual tapes
once.
And then you just mock them.
What?
Mystery Science Theater where they'd watch B movies and they would just make
riff tracks. Yes.
Yeah, but you could do that with 911 calls.
Could also let him answer.
My baby's not breathing. Oh man. Hello, my mama. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Yes, why can't you get any good material out of... I would think that some 911 calls, like, especially 10 years experience, you would have something that you could...
Sure. A lot of it's really depressing. It's Which people at their...
That's your job to turn that frown upside down. Yeah.
This is true. I guess in
Man,
my...
Man, it's going to be okay. I'm a stand-up comic.
He was finally going to talk. He was finally going to finish your sentence.
Sorry,
and then Tyler pops in. Hashmir, you're next.
I guess in my regular life, I find things more funny than the work thing. The work is just it's a drag. I don't know. In my regular life, I find things that
Do
I can
Do you have
talk
to comfort people?
Sometimes, line, but it's more like you want to be detached and instead of comforting, you want to be stern and like you're helping.
Now, I don't want to take on the burden of your job, but have you had something
I just
that's so
Do
traumatic
you think you're gonna know this person?
That it just fucked you up?
Once.
I don't want to know because I don't want to think about this. I'd like to keep my mind clear, pristine, so to speak.
Sure. Don't tell the story?
No, because I don't want to think about something horrible that happened to somebody.
Then why would you ask it?
Because I just wonder if you have taken
You just
want to
in poor Nick's head?
Out.
Now it's floating in Nick's head silently.
What's the longest you stayed on the phone with somebody?
One time
right
I
now, you.
One time I stayed on the phone with a guy for 16 minutes just because I found him entertaining. It was late at night.
That's a long time.
And he wanted a ride from a cop from a bar that was out of our jurisdiction to his house, which was also out of our jurisdiction. Uh-huh. And he was bitching and complaining the entire time. He's like, I pay my taxes, man. Y'all come give me a ride. And I'm like, no, we're not going to give you a ride. And he brought up, he's like, he was a student. So he was talking about, I take history lessons. And there was this thing called the Trail of Tears where y'all made Indians walk from Florida all the way up to Oklahoma. And it's just like this. I'm about to do that same walk. And I was like, no, you're right across the street. It's more like the Trail of Whimpering. You know, right, having the Trail of Tears. I loved that guy.
So does your supervisor ever sit down and go, listen, you got to be nice to everybody?
No.
Is there a training for it?
No, the first day they just let you sit down.
How rigorous
start...
is the training?
Like, does somebody ever drive me up the wall?
Oh, my
and
God.
And you just put
Have
up
you
with
ever
it
had 90
you're
questions
very,
asked at the
You're
same
very
time.
Polite, and then they go, hey, this is the mayor. I'm just checking on you. Good job. See you later.
Is it secret shopper mayor? Calling 911.
This is Mayor McCheese checking in.
You're the mayor. You calling as a drunk guy? I need a ride from one jurisdiction to the other. I'm sorry, sir. We can't do that. Good job.
How much training is there, Nick, to be a 911 operator?
It depends on where you work. The first job that I took was at a college campus. I was there for 6 days. They released me on my shift.
Wow.
The second job that I was at, I mean,
six full days, like 8 hour shifts, and you're watching over shoulders type thing.
6 8-hour shifts, and yeah, then
and then they're like, "Go ahead."
I was 18.
Wait, there's
years
a 911 dispatch on a college campus.
Yeah,
released as in you were allowed to start working now
by myself.
Yeah. That's what I just want to make sure that's clear to everyone because it could also mean fired. But so 48 hours of watching, and then you can take a 911 call now.
Yeah, by myself.
By yourself.
Yes. The second job that I was at, they normally train people for up to 6 months, but because I'd been doing it for 10 years, I kind of got in there. They saw that I wasn't just going
to... Is there like a dream location that you 911 callers answer? Is like, one day I'll be in New York.
wherever they cut the phone lines, that would be the best job, I think. Uh-huh. Wait, some of them like...
Tata. Go ahead.
Some people like for it to stay busy. I can generally entertain myself, so I don't want the phones to ring. If people aren't dying and stuff like that, that's good with me.
Do you have music on in the background or anything? Or you have to be in a quiet
room? He has the After Disaster on in the background. He's already admitted that.
Oh, my God, I forgot. You're right. That's.
Do you ever put people on hold with the After Disaster playing? They're like, hey, that's a good show.
At the old job, that's what I would listen to is After Disaster. At the new one, I have to just download it and listen to it later.
Do you realize that you just said that you're strange because you're kind of happy when the phones aren't ringing and no one's calling with emergencies of death and disaster and suffering and dying?
Everyone who works 911 is the weirdest person you've ever met in your life.
Slugga.
Everyone's, I hope none of them listen to it, everyone's terrible looking and 50 and they're so they've been doing it for 20 years and they're just completely detached from
and they get excited when the calls come in.
Yeah, they're
like, yeah, we got a baby on fire, this is gonna be a good one.
And the weirder the call, the more excited they get.
Do you guys put up people on hold and go, we got a live one, and then get back to it, like that guy at Taco Bell that I heard that one time?
They kind of just like signal to you like, pick up.
And then you guys are all listening in.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I do know if I ever call
my dick off. You guys got to pick this one up.
When I call 911, I am going to like think through what I say. I'm not going to be. I'm going to stay calm, cool, and relaxed because I know that's going to be played. At
played,
least it's recorded.
Why is it going
to
be played?
I want my 911 call for whatever horrific emergency I call 911 to be cool.
Okay.
I don't want to be like, oh my God! Oh my gosh! He went off a cliff!
You know it's going to be. You know it's going to be.
How old are you, sir?
How long are the 911 calls kept like, on record, and how long before you can't retrieve them anymore?
The purpose,
it depends on the type of call. Like, if it's something that's going to go to trial, then they keep it until the
trial.
Do
you have to go to trial?
I haven't yet.
So if something that happened that was comical to me like 2 years ago and someone called the cops and threatened to put my phone in their ass, they probably don't have that on record anymore?
Freedom of Information Act. It's that wasn't that long ago,
hey,
was it?
So, by the
years,
way.
2 years.
By you just saying that, it's such a cop out. Freedom of Information Act, like it's that easy. Oh, you know what? I got it.
It is easy.
How?
Is it? Okay, explain.
How?
Explain.
I don't know how to do it, but I know that you can do it. Like, okay. I've heard people talk
it
about
sounds
it.
Like it's a lot of waiting in line and a lot of paperwork
that,
and a lot of standing there at some city clerk going, I want to find a phone call from 8/14/2012 at about.
When they wouldn't give me the videotape, that's what I'm talking about is that the angry little man that stole my phone and made the greatest vine in the history of vines. It would be great to get the surveillance of that and the 911 of that and meld them together.
Hey,
yeah, pretty
I can't even find someone to fucking go through the video in my office at the improv and give me the recording
the
of
the
Paul
knife?
McCartney coming and going.
Oh, really?
They're like, it's a lot of work. I'm like...
Okay. Any more 911 calls, questions?
It's a lot of pressure calling 911.
It's a lot of
pressure especially now that you know it's being recorded.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you call for?
Off.
He was burning down the hill?
No, he's just screaming down the hill, and he started, like, taking off his clothes. And just, like,
what kind of hill?
Circles.
A hill by
like
where you live?
Hill. Yeah, and it was, like, a little elementary school right on top. And, like, he was,
he going up the hill or down the hill?
Down the hill.
Oh, so maybe he'd already
and
done
then
his bidding.
He fell to the ground. He started spinning in circles.
Uh-huh,
and
like Homer?
And, like, he was, like, weird. And then,
what
like,
was it?
What do you mean?
What do you think it was? Drugs?
Oh, I guess so. But, like, I had to call them, and then they started asking me, like, where's your location? And I told them, and then they started going, is it east, west? And I'm just like, oh, shit, no.
Hold on, let me download the compass app.
Like, oh, shit, I don't even know where I live.
Like, who knows which way is which?
Yeah,
who knows?
I know now. I know the ocean's west.
Yeah, I have to like
good,
start
Mike.
And think
I know that.
That
now.
Don't think that when you're in New York.
In my 40s, I figured that out.
You go there, east coast, don't think that.
But see, that's the thing. When we answer that call and they don't know where he is, how are we supposed to get there? That's why we always ask, where are you? Like, we can try to triangulate the call, but if you don't know where they are, I can't get anyone to you. Like, I can't get anyone to go check it out.
And is it difficult to extract that information from other people?
Yes, especially with, like, older people, and they want to bring up landmarks. Like, you know, the old church that burned down 40 years ago.
They can't just give you their address? Or they don't, like, if they're outside the house?
That's the thing. We're like, if there's – we try to get a cross street or something like that, and they don't know. They know where it was someone's house that burned down 47 years ago, and went to a barbecue there a long time ago.
By old Steve Miller's house.
Exactly.
You know, Steve.
I just imagine this.
The Midnight Joker?
I just did the voice. Stuff. I'm sorry. I just did the redneck voice.
I did it first.
It's hard not to. How is there another accent that we could use for dumb people? Seems like what should be the new default.
Oh, well, you could do those people up in Wisconsin, eh?
All right. That's my new goal. That's my New Year's resolution. I'm doing it early.
I'm so glad I didn't do my impression of me getting raped, calling 911, and then the person finishes, and I'm like, he's done.
Too late now.
Yep. Thanks for coming guys. Thank you for coming in for one of the worst shows we've done in a
Congratulations
while.
On your massive weight loss. That's pretty impressive.
Thanks.
That's good.
And congratulations
on your 6 years, guys.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a long time.
Fantastic. And
it's a long time.
Thank you for my faggot shit.
Like, I get bored after like 2 years.